Yo, 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 it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to episode 61 here at No Ideas.
Just vibes in.
Woo! Listen, we just moved into a studio and it's been a fucking shambles.
It's actually gone so wrong, guys. Like, I don't even know where to begin on everything.
When I tell you, yeah, we have 30 minutes in this studio. We've spent an hour and 20 minutes messing around because my laptop is crap. And now I don't even know whether the mic I'm speaking into is actually recording me.
Look, as long as we get this episode done and the bread is baked, we've done our job. As podcasters, as chefs in the bakery, you know what I'm saying?
That's it. I feel really rushed, Brid.
Briddy, sometimes time doesn't wait for anyone. We've just got to keep going.
It's true. It's
true. You know what I'm saying?
All right, what's happening, man?
So, guys, as you know, we guys spill the tea in terms of how our week has gone, you know, getting you through the highs, the lows, and all the in-betweens. And today's main topic, Briddy, give it to them.
Today's main topic is essentially discussing how we feel about people exposing bad scenarios on Instagram. And we are going to talk on that for literally as much time as we can find, which will probably be 5 minutes. What can you do?
This is a very interesting episode, but do you know what? Here comes 61, guys.
Teething issues, bro.
Technical issues, the whole shebang. But look, it's growth, so we can only celebrate that, okay? Briddy, tell me about your week. What's been going on?
Right, so I basically want to chat to you because we went to an event.
We did.
And we watched this upcoming artist perform. And this upcoming artist was lip syncing.
Yeah, problems.
And so it's so weird because I actually rate this artist. And I walked away feeling like, damn, if you're doing that now, then that only kind of sets precedent for the future.
No, 100%.
So I just thought, what's really that one?
No, 100%. Like, honestly, I think it's good that we didn't have to pay. But like, if I had to pay for that, I would have been pissed off.
I would have been trying to get a refund.
No, genuinely. Like,
I'm still out here trying to get my Yam Carnival refund. I'll be honest. For me and you, bro.
A whole year. No, I appreciate you, man. You got my back.
I got you.
No, I feel you though. I just feel like with artists who lip sync aren't, you know, expressing the creativity in their own music. And I feel like that's a perfect time for you to do it live when you have a crowd. You know, you can bounce off their energy. Do you know what I mean?
100%. But also, like, why am I coming to a live gig, yeah? If I could just be at home, saving coin.
That part.
In the warmth.
That part.
Not amongst sweaty people stepping on my white crepe.
This is the
listening to you on Spotify.
On the white crepe.
You get me, though. Look at the state of these shoes.
No, look at the state. Have you seen the state of her body?
Mad.
I had to do it.
Mad.
No, I hear you. It was like an okay night, but I don't know. These artists, I feel like they're prioritizing other things and forgetting the music, you know.
And like, no disrespect, but where the hell is your team and why are they promoting that? I don't rate it.
No, I hear you, man.
That was that. Other than that, I feel like I had the longest week in the history of weeks, but I also feel like I achieved a lot.
That's good. We love that.
And also, guys, I'm just having the best time at work.
Yeah.
I'm actually having the best time at work.
Nah, man, that's the best thing though.
You know when you do a job, yeah? I'm trying to learn to speak into this mic straight and
I know.
Catch the vocals and look at you out my side eye.
And the side eye.
Without being rude. You know what I'm saying?
No, honestly, you and me both.
I haven't quite figured it out yet.
No, I know. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay, so you know when you work a job that you'd genuinely do for no coin? You do it for the love.
Yeah, man.
Like, unfortunately, the world operates in which we need money to survive, to buy bread, innit?
Big facts.
But I would actually do this job for the love. And I was fully in work this whole last week. And I was just smiling.
She was living, man.
There was like a mirror opposite me in work. And I was like, wow, that's one happy woman. And it was me. I was that woman.
Happy woman.
I was that woman.
Woman.
I haven't seen myself smile in a couple years now.
No, but that's so good for you, Briddy. Like, let the happiness rain true. Do you know what I mean? And especially,
rain down on me. Let your love just fall. Let rain just rain on me. Ooh, yes, rain down.
Okay,
we ain't got
time. We ain't got time today. It was so tone deaf. I'm so sorry, guys. But the fact that your place of work is giving you such happiness is really a blessing. Because I feel like, look, we spend a lot of time at work. Do you know what I'm saying?
In it.
And you want to try and be as happy as you can.
Happiness. I just looked to see how long we'd been recording and I realised I haven't changed it to time. We're sitting on beats per minute.
Oh my God.
I don't even know. Oh dear me. It's all gone wrong here today at the Emirates. Peak. Okay.
I'm screaming.
And the last thing in my week to keep it pushing is I went to a friend's event. Okay,
we shouted her out before. Mm-hmm.
She goes by the name of Eliza.
Yes.
Lexina.
The girl.
Come on.
You know.
You already know the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts on an event in Peckham called Venus in Flames.
Venus in Flames. Mm-hmm.
And essentially, they showcase upcoming artists.
Yes.
It's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's very intimate.
Intimate.
Right? It's very lovely.
We went. Yeah.
We chatted. We danced your dance.
We danced.
We drank your drink.
We drank a drink.
We drank your drink.
We drank your drink.
And yeah, we lived, man. I want to shout out everyone who's putting on events for free and pumping their own time, energy, and money into their side hustle for the motherfucking love.
Yes.
Especially when it serves other people and not necessarily them.
Mm.
That's the kind of selflessness and input to the creative industry.
Input, yes.
That I respect.
Absolutely. I agree. I was going to say the same point. Shout out to all the creatives who are out here doing their thing, but also creating a space for other creatives to, you know, share their craft, share their skills, their talents, and also just connect with other people in the space, I think is really important. And it was such a cute event. So look, shout out to you, Eliza, man. We're here for all of it.
And baby pink,
you know.
Baby Pink is also another co-host of that event who we came to recently know and recently love.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Them connections and that, you know.
She's making good decisions in her life and I want to shout you out for that, man.
Yeah, man. Look, we're all on the rise in our own little spaces, but it's good because it's holistic growth.
Holistic. So that was basically my week, Brit.
Pass me the phone.
We're sharing a phone because we're recording with one and then we realized we couldn't have our notes on Lizzie's.
Honestly, this is
a mess.
This is as authentic of an episode you're gonna get from us, I feel.
Hit me with your week, man.
My week, what was going on? Well, obviously we touched on Venus in Flames. Shout out again to all the creatives who, you know, created the event, who showed up, who did their thing. We love to see it. I also did something fun this week, Bridie.
Go on, tell me.
So, obviously, in the whole scheme of dating, it's very unconventional for girls to organise dates. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it this week. And I did.
That is my good sister.
Honey, did somebody call one man?
Yeah, you know I called. What I'm saying? She answered. What do you mean?
I answered the phone.
She answered the phone.
No, honestly, guys, I organized a date and it was super fun. Where did I go?
Tell us more.
I went to High Jingo Bingo and shout out to that venue because I think it's just a bloody good bit of fun, that is.
Tell me, what was going on? Just bingo?
So basically, it is your standard bingo. So, you know, they call out the numbers. You need to try and, you know, tick them on your sheet. But there's also like dancing involved. So it almost has this sort of like Asian, sort of Japanese sort of like style to it, but like it's very interactive and unless you get like fully stuck in, it could make people feel uncomfortable.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm the kind of person that would feel uncomfortable.
No, I reckon you get stuck in, you know.
I'd get stuck in, but like you told me that people go on stage and that if they win.
Yeah, that's true. And then they put your face on the camera and like on the screens and everything.
I'm the kind of person that when you go to any of these comedy nights, interactive mad things,
she doesn't want to know.
I'm hiding in the back. And however far I hide, however deep I hide, they find me.
They're finding you.
It's like cats.
Yeah.
They know when you're scared of them. They come find you.
It's true, you know.
They drag you out by your ass.
Filthy creatures, you know. It's not a lie. It's not a lie.
I'm telling you, these people, Hajingo, they're going to find you.
No, honestly.
They're going to find your ass.
Do you know what? They can find me again because I'm sorry. The game was fun. The cocktails were banging. Okay. And oh, it's too late. I was going to promote their January offer, but it's too late. So
no, it is officially Feb. Congratulations. You made it.
Do you know what? They do have, I think, like a Valentine special. So guys, go and check it out. It's in East London by Shoreditch.
And if anyone has no Valentine, shout out myself and everyone there for.
Honestly.
Call me because I'll have Jingo Bingo it up on Valentine's Day. Let's fucking go, bitch.
Retweet,
let's fucking go.
Honestly, I will show you guys the ropes. We will have a lot of fun. And honestly, the cutest part, they had fortune cookies.
Do you know what?
Dude.
Fortune cookies, they're actually the truth. Every time I crack one of them things open, it's really reading my fortune.
Wisdom. There's a lot of wisdom in them cookies, you know.
Profits, write them shit.
Fam, and the cookie itself, where you just crumble in the crink and the crank in the crumble.
It's the crank.
It's the crank in the crumble.
Crank. We like have so limited time today and we're still crinking and cranking and it's mad.
She said the crink and the crank. Okay, the last point in my week, guys. Do you know what? I just feel like something's in retrograde. I know not everyone, because Ilari has fantastic skin at the moment, but it's anyone else just breaking out and feeling really insecure? Because me,
I feel like the retrograde mood. I feel like the retrograde hits everyone different.
Yeah.
So where you're breaking out and I'm still looking cute or whatever.
Oh my God, shut your face.
Okay. My life is crumbling.
I mean, Bridie, but
and
you had
isn't.
A good week.
No, I mean ups and downs, peaks and troughs.
Yeah, as always. Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like retrograde hits us differently.
Fine,
but
fair.
I don't even think your skin is too bad.
No, my skin is fine. It's just like, you know, when you just wake up and you actually just feel like you have two mountains on your face and they hurt and it's just like,
are they your eyes? Have you got bags?
I mean designer ones, but like, who's looking? You know what I'm saying? Who's looking? But yeah, man, look, my face is breaking out, but you know what? I'm still here bringing the vibes. So what else can we say? I'm still here.
There you go. That's the main thing.
Do you know what I mean? I will continue to show up for you lot, because brethren stay brethren for life.
That's
you get
it.
Me?
That's it.
You get me? On period.
Okay? Now, let's skip on into halfway.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, we ain't got too much time. I'm going to say it again in case you didn't listen to the beginning, which would be weird. Yeah. Then how did you get to 12 minutes in?
No, honestly.
Strange.
Very strange.
Yeah, bedtime thoughts. Tell me about your plug, Brid. What has really picked you up this week?
Do you know what? Yeah, I can't lie. It's going to be another album, and it's because music is life and music is everything. But this week, I am shouting out Benji Flo's new album called The Thrill. And I'm like, he get all the thrills in my chills.
I love it. Let the thrills flow, Benji.
Dude, like the whole album is just giving me flavors. It's giving me textures. His hit singles like Bella with Jewel. Ready. I just love it. Like, I think it's a very eclectic album with a lot of different sounds, and the fact that there are a few like just instrumentals in there, you can tell that he's trying to, like, you know, set a specific mood, and I quite like that. So guys, Benji Flo, The Thrill, he's just dropped a new album. Go check him out, show him some love.
I'm going to check it out because I didn't even know about the album.
Oh, so. What are you saying?
Yeah, it's a treat for me.
What are you saying?
A little biscuit on the side of my tea. But let me tell you what the tea is, because I'm also plugging an album to rival your plug this week.
Okay, let's see if I know about yours then.
And I'd like to know who the people decide to listen to or prefer, hers or mine.
No, that's a good point. Let's go.
All right, so
let's go.
I am plugging the album called Untidy Soul.
Oh no.
Is it even finished? Is it even finished?
The smile you gave after that was just dirty, fam. Like, you're nonsense.
I love the name of it, and it is Sam Henshaw's album.
Sam Henshaw.
In it?
Oh yeah.
In it.
No. Do you know what? I'll give that to you, because I swear you told me about this on Sunday.
Bitch.
When you stayed over. And yeah. I was like, Sam Henshaw, his song still broke.
Yeah. We've been waiting on him for a minute now to release some new music.
Okay.
And I'm going to run through three songs that Bridie's going to pop on the playlist.
Absolutely. NIJV, your daily bread.
Shout out us again. Mm-hmm. But these are some songs and a place to start.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is called It Won't Change.
Mm, it won't. Felt that.
The second one is called Take Time. And it has one of my favorite features on it. So run up his music as well.
Mm.
And he is called Toby Nguyenwe.
Yes, my guy Toby.
Mate, did I say that right?
I think you said it right. Toby Nguyenwe.
Yeah, okay, lovely.
There we go.
Lovely. Thanks,
there
man.
We go.
Thanks,
you
man.
Got
you got me.
I got you. I got you.
And the third one is called, guys, are you ready?
Nah, do you know what? I don't even think I'm ready. I'm sweating.
It's called Chicken Wings.
No, it's not.
And it's so lit. And it's so fucking lit. Like, nah,
no.
Guys, I want you lot to eat some chicken wings, Do whatever you're going to do with the vice of your choice.
Ah, I'm screaming.
And listen to this track, Chicken Wings.
No, no, no. But you're trying to tell me legitimately the song is called Chicken Wings.
It's legitimate.
It's legitimate.
Chicken Wangs.
Wow.
Chicken Wangs.
Do you know what? I need to be listening to that with some nut. Oh, the next thing to decide is what wings you're going to eat with that song.
Listen.
How about that?
We don't have time to get into it. I'm going to be real because I could go off.
I know.
I love a dry rub. You know what I'm saying?
Cajun.
In it?
No, I know.
Love it.
I know.
Okay, shall we jump into the main topic?
Let's do it, pretty man. Time is of the essence.
You good, yeah?
Yeah, man.
You want
here.
Food, yeah? How's your mum?
She good, you know.
Yeah,
she
come
good.
To the hood, man. Yeah, all right then.
Yelling.
So, the main topic this week, albeit brief, is how do we feel about people exposing bad scenarios on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
And this came to the forefront after the Mason Greenwood news came in.
Yes.
And if you guys aren't familiar with that, Mason Greenwood plays for Manchester United, mm-hmm. which is a Premier League football team. He is in the first team and a permanent fixture. He's 20 years old. Mm. He's a fantastic talent. Mm. He currently has like a very, very big sponsorship with Nike.
Mm.
He's got about 2.8 million followers.
Mm.
And he has been accused of grievous bodily harm and rape by his girlfriend. And that's the situation. She reported it, showing photos, videos, and screen
note.
Recording. Yeah, exactly. A voice note of him mistreating her and behaving badly, and subsequently reported it to the police.
Oh, subsequently?
Yes.
That's a key point. Let's note that.
So I wanted to know from you, Brid, what are your thoughts on people exposing other people over Instagram as a tool? Do we think that's good, bad? What's
this
the
sitch? This is the thing. As a tool, like I think people understand that the internet is a powerful tool, but I still feel at times people don't understand how powerful it can be in terms of someone's life and the future of that person, whether it's, you know, with work or their career or how they're just viewed by people.
So you think people shouldn't expose people on Instagram?
It's really a difficult question because on one hand, I'm like, sometimes people need to know because it can inform other decisions and the way how future people move. But at the same time, if it's something... What? Go on.
But why not just report it to the police?
It's what I'm saying. I'm like, I feel like people should give it to the authorities initially and then let them deal with it. It's like my tip the other week. Not everyone needs to know everything.
I hear you. So you think that reporting it to the authorities means that subsequently you shouldn't put it on Instagram?
I feel like people put it out on Instagram maybe if they want to feel like support or if they're trying to get a movement going, but sometimes it's not justified, like all the time.
Why not?
Because sometimes we don't know what's right and what's wrong. Do you know what I mean?
But we never know what's right and what's wrong.
That's also
juries
true.
Juries make mistakes. How many people have been falsely accused
this is what I'm
and
thinking.
Convicted?
I was thinking of Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion, that whole thing as well.
I don't really know the outcome of that.
No, neither do I, but Tory Lanez, you know what I'm saying?
But do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, when you have judges that are made up of people and juries that are made up of people, everything always has the percentage of human error.
Mm.
So technically, we're never really going to know anything for sure.
No.
Ever.
Not at all.
So you think that, you know, people shouldn't be exposed on Instagram?
It's difficult because I just feel like people can, but it's the consequences after that. I think when people do share this information, they don't understand the extent of which this is actually going to affect someone. Because
okay.
They may do it in like a moment of like high emotional feelings.
Turmoil.
Yeah.
Okay, hear that. Let's stick back to this example
mm-hmm.
and say, I completely get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
However... That's like saying, oh, you know, the aftermath after her post wasn't warranted. But look what he did to her, allegedly, if it is true facts.
If it is true.
You're telling me that he what deserves for her to respect him and not expose him on social media if he has done this. Why? So people don't know. Look how he's potentially harmed her and what he's potentially done to her and said to her.
Mm-hmm.
What, he doesn't deserve to be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
How can you treat somebody so badly and then expect them to what? Take the higher route, the ground. The higher ground. What's the phrase? The higher
the,
land.
The higher land.
The high road. The high roads.
The high road.
Yeah, man.
Yes, the high road. You know what? I think it's interesting because when people choose to expose other people, it's like, why does that have to be part of the equation? Can you not just tell the police and it be done with it? Like, I don't think exposing people should necessarily be part of the solution. I think it very much is just an add-on. Like, I'm thinking, if that was me, why would I want to share that information
anger,
with people?
Pain, revenge.
And I think, yes, I think revenge is a key driver in people exposing other people, because they want the support from the internet. They want other people to drag that person down.
But also, it's a representation of like, yo, this is my story. And I was potentially dating someone that seemed untouchable in the public eye.
Yes.
For any other women, and we know there's a big percentage of women who are mistreated by partners or in life, in the workplace.
Yeah.
You're kind of saying, yo, I did it against someone who everybody knows. You can do it too. Isn't it like camaraderie in a sense? Isn't it inspiration to a degree? Is there an argument for that?
No, I do hear that. It is inspirational because a lot of people go through these things and they don't say anything. And then these, you know, is it perpetrators? They'll continue to do these harmful acts and then a lot more people will be harmed in the long run. Whereas like if they do expose them, you're almost preventing that from happening and being like that voice of change to like stop a pattern of like bad habits in a way.
I hear you. And let me ask you this. What's the difference between posting that on social media or being part of a documentary where your face is being shown? For example, R. Kelly.
Yeah, big facts. There's it's the same thing because you're
But how come no one's like taking down the people on the R. Kelly documentary? They're like bravery. Isn't that the same thing when you post on Instagram, bravery?
It's still the same thing because at the end of the day, it's an accumulation of different pieces of evidence and stories that are being told in a certain way to convey a certain message, right?
Right. But is it because Instagram people look at and they're like, oh, it's for clout, and a documentary, it seems like more authentic?
I don't know.
You know what I mean, though?
Everyone knows that Instagram is about image gang. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone is doing it for the aesthetics. It's about how you look and how it makes you look and how you market yourself. Documentaries, I still feel like there's a certain element of, like, distrust or like stretched information in those. I feel like these things you kind of have to take with a pinch of salt, but it's difficult because like the girl had the voice recording. Look, I don't know what Mason Greenwood sounds like, but it did not sound good.
Yeah, I mean, if it's him, none of it is good. But again, you know, it is alleged. It's interesting because like Cristiano Ronaldo and David De Gea, who is the Manchester United first goalkeeper, very good goalkeeper in, you know, internationally.
Very good goalkeeper.
They both unfollowed him. And this is still alleged. Bear in mind, Manchester United, Nike, they have to take the precautions in case this is the truth. But to unfollow when it's alleged automatically shows that, nah, that's the kind of person you think he is.
Yeah.
Like if your brethren. It's like if something came out about me, Brid, and we're so close, we see each other every day.
Every day.
And then you just unfollowed me. It's like, nah, I believe that, you know, Ilaria done this.
Oh, 100%.
That's what
like,
it shows.
Cutting ties completely, like...
Bro.
You like, they don't even want to represent that, which is interesting, but I don't know. I feel like the future of his career is looking a little bit techie still.
And forget future of his career. What 20-year-old boy...
Oh, he's 20 as well. You can't even forget that.
...is going to get a girl, who feels comfortable with the spotlight on her. Because if I fell in love with him, even if I didn't know who he was, and I told someone I was dating this guy called Mason, boom, they searched him or they knew who he was... Suddenly people will be saying, why would you want to be with a man who speaks to women like that?
It's so true.
My friends would feel like I was in an unsafe position if these things are proved true in the end. And that's stressful. Like, I feel bad. He's a 20-year-old boy. Who knows if he's, you know, he hasn't lived, man.
He hasn't lived. But then again, that even makes me question, like, he is a superstar in his field of football and he's, you know, been with incredible people. But like... you're 20 years old and you're thinking like that. I just feel like something's wrong somewhere. Like, are you in your right mind?
You need rehabilitation.
Yeah.
And the point is, if that's what you're doing at that age, what are you doing when you're a grown-ass man?
It's true, you know? It's literally true. Like, I'd be fearful for any woman that is near him if that's his mindset at the moment. Like, he needs deliverance in a certain respect.
Deliverance.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I know what you're saying, I wish I could say more, but...
Alas, guys, we are at the end of the episode.
Which is so annoying, because I think this was such a good topic.
Such a good topic. I mean, who knows? We might do a part two once we've got everything sorted.
I think I've got a part two idea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Stay tuned, innit?
Stay tuned, bro.
DJ Tunes, innit? Shout out, man. Shout out.
She even said DJ Tunes, you know.
Sorry, man, I got excited.
DJ Tunes. Wait, is he at Parklife? I think he is. Shout out DJ Tunes on
there. Oh, is he there?
Yeah, man.
Side stage.
Yeah, man. You know the thing.
You know what's so mad? I'm just going to say it before we have to jump off and do our tip, but I feel so professional in here.
No, honestly, I'm
rushed
sorry.
Or not rushed?
Are you not hearing the sound? The quality of the audio?
Crisps. Like, Walkers, shout out.
Walkers, like, popping again.
Popping again.
Like, oh gosh, guys, we're on our way up, okay? We say this continuously, but shout out to Buddy, because Briddy,
we on our way up, bitch.
That's it.
Now, we have a matter of seconds, and in those seconds, we are going to give you a lifelong-lasting tip.
Lifelong-lasting?
I don't know if any of that makes sense.
No,
I'm
I was
so
thinking,
tired.
It's like you're describing milk.
Shut up, man. Just go with it. Say yes, Ilaria. You're the goat.
I'm screaming. Okay, yes, Ilaria. I mean, you're all right. You're right.
She said you're all right. If my best mate don't rate me, how can I expect everyone else to rate me?
You'll get the ratings elsewhere, man. It's just coming us.
My tip of the week. My tip of the week is simple, and I'm not going to unpack it for 15 minutes because I ain't got the time or the strength.
I'm yelling.
And it go like this.
It go like this.
The day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit.
That part. Guys, how are you expecting to eat on day one? Do you think it happened? Huh?
So what I'm going to say to that, okay, I have to unpack, just unzip the suitcase.
Unzip it, man.
Hashtag take time. And that's me.
Take time, man. I've just realised that the screenshot of my tip is not on the screenshot that I sent you.
Can you remember what it was?
It is, oh gosh. It's from a page on Instagram called I Am Brilliant.
Ooh, okay. Brilliant.
Brilliance, okay. And the tip is something like,
she said something like, it goes something like.
It's something like.
I love it, man. I love it. You go look, in. Go off, sis. Go off.
Authenticity, okay, is what we lead with. The tip is something like, I know everyone is not for me, so I cannot be for everyone. Something along those lines.
If it's something like that, it's pretty fucking good.
No, it's good, man. Like, everyone is not for me, so I can therefore not be for everyone.
Yeah, so don't go mad if everyone don't like you.
Do you know what I'm
saying?
You
don't like everyone.
You don't like everyone in the first place. Why are you messing?
Apply the same rules to you and others.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Consistency.
Oh my God, consistency.
Time is up.
Sorry. Finished. I go to the clouds, bro. I take it to church.
Calm back down, man.
I'm down. Guys.
It's been real, guys. I wish you the best of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the rushdy. Rushdy. I wish I wasn't going because I'm really in my stride today.
No, honestly, man. It could have been a lot more different. But, Briddy, we have next week.
And weeks after. And we've got something special cooking for you lot.
Honestly, guys. Like, we've got the teething issues now. But, nah, hold tight. We're going to be announcing it very, very soon, guys.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, bless all of you. And I'm going to catch you next week.
That's it, man. Peace and love, as always. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's Ilaria.
We out.